Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, bienvenidos! Welcome to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management. All of us at Southwestern Community College are very happy and honored and privileged that you are here with us, that you are enrolled in our class. My name is Frank Pagliano, and I am your instructor. We are also very happy that you are hearing my voice, because it means your computer or your mobile device is able to interpret and download and play these MP3 files. If you are having problems, obviously you're not hearing my voice, but my suggestion to you is to find a teenager, because they can fix anything on these computers, these things. Okay, let's go through the syllabus together. Course description, objective. Do you have it printed out? Do you have it on your screen? Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis will be placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Yes, everything we do in this class, dear students, is practical. It covers the broad spectrum of personal financial experiences, techniques, strategies, tools, tricks, tips, and the like. What's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? Right, money. And so, it is my humble opinion that this class is the most important class. Well, every professor believes that their class is the most important class, don't they? Yes. And there is something to be said for health classes being very important, because if you don't have your health, money doesn't help that much. But are you going to be solving quadratic equations 5 to 10 years from now? You know, most of you know, my undergrad degree is mathematics, and I did very little math throughout my career. Did some. Are you going to be discussing the import of the effect of 19th century impressionistic art from the Romantic period on 20th century modern up art? Probably not, unless you're trying to score with that art student at the party you're at. Well, no, the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life is money. And so we are going to do our best to make this the best class you have ever taken, and especially online, because some of you, the first class you've taken online, and a class that 5, 10, 15 years from now will be a class that you remember as actually helping you in this crazy and scary and joyful and sad, bizarre adventure that we call life. Okay? All right. What's in the class? What's the course content? Well, we start off with goal setting. Then turn our attention to financial statements, budgeting and resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite subject to hate, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning and risk management, and then my favorite section of the class is investing. Fundamentals. We have an introduction to investments class, which spends the entire class on investments. And then we end with retirement and estate planning. So there it is, folks. Those are the topics that we are going to discuss this class. What do you need? Well, the book is called Focus on Personal Finance. Now, on the class website, you will see that I have listed links to the second edition, the third edition, the fourth edition, the fifth edition. The fifth edition is the latest, and this college requires us to be up to date in our materials. Folks, they're all the same book. They really are. Every couple of years they come out with a new one, whether they need one or not, so that they can charge $200 for a book that's not worth $25-$30. I'm sure McGraw-Hill, the makers of the book, the owners of Standard & Poor's 500, Standard & Poor's the financial company, and many newspapers, magazines, radio stations, and television stations would beg to disagree, but they're all the same book. So I don't care which book you use. All the assignments are from the class materials on the college website. So you don't actually need to have any one individual edition. If you look at the second or third edition, you can get it for $1. You can rent one of them for $10. There's no reason why you can't get one of these books. I think one is still on reserve in the library, maybe two, that you can use to read, because we can't give you everything through the presentations and the handouts and the worksheets. But you're going to find that there is a copious, you like that word, copious? Copious amount of class materials on the website. Now, don't freak out when you see it, because there's lots of links. If you look at Rate My Professor, you'll see that some students said, oh, it seemed so scary at first, or seemed to be so much, but really, once you start working through it, it's not that hard. Right, this class is not that hard. It's actually very straightforward. Many would say common sense, although it's not often too very common, folks, not very common. So you decide which edition you want to get, how you want to get it. Spend $5, spend $250 if you want to buy a new edition of the fifth edition. Not 250, but pretty darn close. And then you're going to need a notebook. I recommend a three-ring binder because, as we said, there are copious, that means a lot, there are numerous handouts, and what many students do is they use a three-hole punch and put it in a three-ring binder, but that's up to you how you want to do it. I find that to be the best. You need a calculator. You can use a spreadsheet if you're familiar with spreadsheets. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self-discipline. In an online class, the most important thing for the student is self-discipline. They tell us that the most important thing is to reach out to you, for professors, to make sure you don't feel alone, all alone. Well, you're not alone. There's lots of other students, and hopefully we'll create a little bit of community together. But you need to be self-disciplined. So let's read attendance and lateness. Students taking online classes must have self-discipline. Reading the tasks, viewing the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. If you have doubts about your ability to work every day on Business 121, please consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face Business 121 sections this fall. Procrastinators, you know who you are. My wife told me I was a terrible procrastinator. I said, oh yeah, just you wait. Yeah, the jokes get worse, folks. We are looking forward to seeing you in a face-to-face class this fall, because summer classes move at twice the normal rate. And when you talk to online students who have dropped the class, you don't usually actually ever talk to them, you don't see them, you don't even know who they were. It's one of the problems with online. But they will tell you, oh, you know what, I didn't think I had to get started so fast, I thought I had plenty of time, and all of a sudden we were in week 3 or 4 and the first exam was coming up and I hadn't done any work or any reading, hadn't listened to the presentations, and so I dropped. And it's even worse in a summer class. It's even worse in a summer class because we move at twice the rate. So every single day you are going to have to be working on these classes. Now, as we said, it's not as hard as it seems at first when you see the website. You'll see. Hang on. Now, grading. The course grade will be based upon class participation, homework and assignments, short quizzes, exams, and a comprehensive final examination. The required format documentation will be defined by me. I'll show you what we expect to see. I'll show you some good examples. I'll show you not so good examples. All work will be graded and returned as quickly as possible. I believe in getting it back to you as soon as possible because Students tell us that they like to know, they want to know how they did. And I, unlike other instructors, allow you to resubmit your work because I want you to do it right. So some other professors look at me and say, why did you let them do that? You're not helping them. They can just copy it off of somebody else. Well, they copy it off of somebody else. They're just cheating themselves. I want them to do it right. And I'm not alone. I mean, Mark Twain said it best. Writing is 10% writing and 90% rewriting. So exactly. We're always going back and correcting ourselves and practicing. That's how you learn to be good at what you're doing. So don't turn in late. If you do, contact me. Don't plagiarize. That's a fancy word of cheating. I want you to work in groups, folks. If you can get together with other students, that's the best way to learn. That's what the studies tell us. But do your own work. And then we grade on what's called a straight curve, which is doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like jumbo shrimp. It's what we call an oxymoron, straight curve. If it's straight, how could it be? I don't know. Anyway, it's 90, 80, 70, 60, and then 50, and then F. And it turns out that students actually do well in this class, or they drop. there's no seem to be in between, you know. Because as I said, it's not rocket sciences, it's not physics or anything like that. It's straightforward, very practical, very useful information. So I'm going to make you a deal, all right? You going to stick with me here? If every single one of you get an A for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, because I'm old, I will introduce myself to any new person I meet and say, hi, my name is Frank Pagliano, and my Business 121 class in the summer of 2016, all got A's. How's that? Is that cool or what? So you're all going to get A's, right? Please work hard and bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. Now, as we already said, the time requirements are very important. You need to be working every day because it is so easy. In summer and online to get behind, and then once you're far behind, you can do it, you can catch up, but it ain't easy, folks. So make sure you're working every day. Oh, by the way, that's how we learn also. Study after study has shown that we learn through repetition. There are a few people who once you show them something, boom, they got it, they'll never lose it. But they're few and far between. I'm not certainly one of them. Accommodations, if you know the drill. Students with disabilities, specific learning needs, please contact me. Please contact Disability Support Services, DSS. Alternative forms of this syllabus, of course materials, are available. The presentations, some of them are iTunes and YouTube, and then there are also some that will be closed caption. YouTube is closed caption, but it's not very good closed captioning. And so we have a grant now to get some closed captioning. Also, we recommend you to the Academic Success Center. We used to call it the Tutoring Center, but now we call it the Academic Success Center. It's an awesome place, folks. Don't get me wrong. I'm just being silly because we give these things names. We used to call them just Tutoring Center. Now we call it the Academic Success Center. But the people who run it are awesome. The place is awesome. And the most important part about this place are your fellow students. Exactly. That's how we learn. We learn when we teach one another. You see, we teachers, we don't tell you the secret. The secret is we learn far more from you than you learn from us. Yeah, you want to learn something? Teach it. Trust me on this one. All right, now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, obviously, there's no office hours because it's an online class, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't contact me. You should. Many students will call. There's my home phone number. Leave a message. You can email me. Most students will email, but we can also use Skype or one of the other teleconferencing systems. We have a couple of teleconferencing systems that are actually have some really cute bells and whistles that Skype doesn't have, but Skype works. we can make an appointment and meet at the campus or meet somewhere else. I live in Ocean Beach. If you want to come to the beach one day, we can meet here. So, yes, we want you to succeed. We at this community college are not trying to weed out the students as they do at some of the high-level universities. We want you to succeed. We have tremendous resources to help you succeed. And so there's my contact information, and there's the website. You're going to be spending an awful lot of time on the website, folks. So when you check it out, the first time you go to the class website, you can either get to it from my homepage or from the direct link right there. You're going to be, there's too much. No, it's not that much. You're going to walk through it, and you will find that, I can do this stuff. It's not that hard. Now, student learning objectives, just ignore that. That's something that Sacramento wants us to put there that doesn't help you at all. But I have to put it on there or they get angry at me. Now, the first page is the syllabus that sets the ground rules. And most people take a look at it and then hide it away. But if you look at the second page, ooh la la, there it is, folks. There's the course schedule. This is what we're going to be doing throughout this summer. And here it is. It's the entire semester. And you notice that we do 1 to 2 and upwards of 3 chapters each week. So you really have to stay on top of I'm repeating myself. We have an exam every 2 weeks. There's assignments due every week. You need to be submitting assignments, working on the assignments, studying for the exams, listening to the presentations, doing the worksheets, looking at the answer keys, listening to the commentaries, and then there are some links to other places where, you know, they're optional. Sometimes they're strongly recommended. All right, so always check wonderprofessor.com for the announcements. Of course, you could use Blackboard. I'm not a big fan of Blackboard. Black and blue board, I call it. And the good news is, within a couple of years, it will be gone from our campus. We'll be using a much better system called Canvas. But that's not for today. We're still stuck with Blackboard. So again, if you get behind, contact me. If you have questions, contact me. Remember, I am getting paid to do this. I am the luckiest man in the world. I get to torture students, and they pay me to do it. I mean, think about that. So help me earn my money by calling me, sending me emails, setting up appointments either online or in person. And as I've already said, we want this. Everyone at Southwestern wants this class to be the best class that you have ever taken and a class that will help you in this journey that we call life. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in our first presentation.